With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Beginning in March, Texas will give police broader power to arrest migrants and allow judges to order them out of the U.S., as we hear from correspondent Donna Warder.
The new law signed by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott comes 2 years after the state launched a smaller-scale operation to arrest migrants for trespassing, in which landowners along the border enter agreements with the state to authorize the arrests on their land. That's resulted in nearly 10,000 arrests, but recently one landowner asked officials to stop the arrests. Governor Abbott has suggested that Texas may soon phase out the trespassing arrests as it moves forward with illegal entry charges that can be enforced most anywhere in the state. Civil rights organizations have already sued to stop the new law. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Israeli push to destroy the terrorist group Hamas is continuing.
Israeli forces have bombarded cities, towns and camps across Gaza overnight and into Thursday, killing dozens of people. Israel's military air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened to most of the territory. Israel has vowed to dismantle Hamas and bring back more than 100 hostages still held by Hamas after their October 7th attack into southern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Demolition has been finished on the house where four University of Idaho students were killed last year. The university hopes the demolition will bring healing to the community. Prosecutors told the university they don't anticipate needing the house for further purposes. Brian Kohlberger charged with four counts of murder in connection with the November 2022 deaths at the rental house near the university campus in Moscow, Idaho. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 73 points. This is SRN News. Men's rooms in Canada will be looking a little different.
All federally regulated companies in the country must now place feminine hygiene products in the men's bathrooms to accommodate women who are living as men. The Canadian government issued the edict with the statement that, quote, employees must feel safe to use the toilet room that best reflects their gender. The policy is already in place for all Canadian government agencies and will now include Crown corporations, banks, airports, and train stations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite the best efforts of clergymen and pro-family advocates, sports betting has spread rapidly across the U.S. since a 2018 ruling by the Supreme Court. So far, 38 states have made it illegal to place wagers on ball games, but the odds of further expansion may be fading as state legislatures prepare to return to work in 2024. Proposals have been bogged down by political resistance. This is SRN News. Amazon Prime Video users, get ready to see ads on movies and TV shows.
The company is following other streamers by adding ads on movies and TV shows starting January 29th. Prime members who want to keep their content ad-free will have to pay an additional $2.99. Netflix and Disney already have a dual model to earn revenue from ads or no ads with a higher opt-out fee. Amazon's also planning to include advertisements in its Prime service in the United Kingdom and other European countries, as well as Canada, Mexico, and Australia next year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
It's a matchup of teams jumping conferences. In the Alamo Bowl, Arizona will play its final game as a member of the Pac-12 before joining the Big 12 next year. It will be 12th-ranked Oklahoma's final game as a Big 12 member before joining the Southeastern Conference next season. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.